What is a bigger threat than global warming? Oxygen. Just Google NQOT, air oxygen content historically NQOT, without the quotation marks, and be amazed how much you don't know. Humanity, life, evolved to a certain mix of conditions on planet Earth, long, long time ago. Billions of years? Long time. Billions of dollars I may understand. 1, 2, 3 and I count to billions. But billions of years? So between 1 and 2 I have to wait a year? Lol. I can't fathom that. So a long, long time ago is enough for me. The atmosphere's oxygen levels have fluctuated wildly in those years. Today's level is 18%. And, I say, the human body was designed by evolution to 30%. So every breath today's human takes has to deal with a deficit of 12%. Talk about being effed. I've known about this for a long time. From time to time I even did some things to compensate. The most effective thing I did was Greer-Childers breathing method, which I did regularly for about 6 years. Without that I probably would have died years ago. What? Die? What's the connection? Here is what happens inside your lungs when the air you breathe doesn't have enough oxygen to provide for all the organs of the body. Your lung produces some gook, mucus mainly, and if you add up millions of breaths short on oxygen, it all adds up. Now, what exactly happens in those moments that I made up? Because I don't know. But something happens, and that shows up as stuff the lung fills up itself with over time. So instead of the lung being able to utilize all that meager amount of oxygen, it even reduces its surfaces to exacerbate the scarcity. And your sedentary lifestyle doesn't help. And your eating habit, eating dead food, drinking dead beverages, using deadening substances, not sleeping, not living, doesn't help. I am going to go out on a limb here and say that nearly every death is due to lack of oxygen in your body, due to your lungs' inability to extract it from the meager supply in the air. Your death. My death. My parents' death. The Queen's death. When earlier this month I couldn't even lay down my head without an immediate no air. Can't breath. Jolt to my system. I was breathing my last. For reasons really unknown to me, I chose to fight back. Not because life was preferable over death. My life has been living in a tiny hell for more than a decade now, where taking a shower has had the size of undertaking the same as running a marathon. You don't want to know how many weeks now I haven't had the energy to take a shower. My sense of smell has been generous, I can't smell a thing. Before every movement I have had to overcome the fear that I'll die in the middle. As I was, this morning lying in bed and saw the light of day, I felt tears and a tremendous gratitude. This wasn't in the cards. So how come I am not dead? It is simple and it boggles the mind. Sunday after I got clear that I prefer fast and relatively painless death, something where I say when. I set up in my mind what I needed to look up to succeed with that on Google, and went into a relative calm, a silence. Not fighting what is. It is what it is. A is A, and it should be A, because it is. In that silence I heard that faint voice I have heard so many times about. It said, it doesn't have to be over. The energy can heal it. It took me a while to actually understand that the voice is talking to me. Energy? What energy? How long? How much? When? How? The same energy I have been using daily? Then why didn't it do it so far? But eventually I surrendered to what I was hearing. I ordered the delivery of an MP3 player through Instacart. Set it up to play in my ear 24/7, and here I am on Thursday. And I am still alive. Do I feel well? No. Do I have energy? No. Okay, a little more than on Sunday. I am now aware and present 30% of the time, because curiosity, to see what the energy is actually doing and to see how me and my body react is quite interesting. Source says that in about 20 days my lung will be only a tad full. And likely I'll have the same energy as I had when I was 13. With today's brain. And none of the craziness of that age? I'll take it, thank you. In another article I'll regale you with what the energy is actually doing. Very interesting. And I am going to add the lung measures to the health measurement list to what I measure.